Once Upon a Forest is a visual poem that conveys the wonder of the rainforest, says Luc Jacquet. He spent 5 months with his crew filming in majestic forests in Gabon and Peru.
Just to say once again how this forest is amazing, how they are fascinating, how they are in balance.
Jacquet teams with famed French botanist Francis Hallet to tell the story of the forest, which opens with the 75-year-old Hallet calmly drawing on his sketch pad. He's perched 70 meters up in the parasol-like crown of a Moabi tree in Gabon's Congo River Basin. Jacquet says his work on the film helped him understand for the first time what Hallet has been preaching for decades, that trees have their own way to be alive.
When you go in this kind of thinking, you discover a new universe, the universe of trees. And it's interesting because at that point, you begin to start to think that this is not the animals who are the kings of the forest. The trees are the king of the forest.
The movie captures the life story of the rainforest. Within that tale are dozens of actors, a parade of leaf-cutting ants, a fruit-eating, seed-dropping monkey, a jaguar that prowls across the screen with stealthy steps, and vines that entangle a mighty strangler fig tree to make way for another giant to take its place in the forest. Some of those events can take hundreds of years in tree time, so Jacquet speeds them up by animating Hallet's drawings and mixing them with close-up live action.
To be clear, between what I'm able to see and what I imagine.
Inside all this imagery is a world where every plant and every animal is intimately connected with one another. Trees keep this ever-growing, ever-changing family in balance.
Yeah, this is very amazing. But, you know, we start to understand the language of the trees and the language of the flowers. And we know that trees are not talking with words, they are talking with scents. And they are able to mix this sense, like words to make a text. And they are able to exchange message. They are able to modify the behavior of animals with this substance.
He says the chemicals can even affect the weather. Jacquet captures the magic of a fleeting cloud or the dazzle of sunlight streaming through a break in the canopy in exquisite detail, with sweeps across grand vistas and close-ups that travel the length of a single tree shot by remote cameras mounted on small flying drones. The filmmaker sews these scenes together to put the soul of the forest on the big screen. He says walking its hallowed grounds and following its daily rituals tap into what it means to be human.
There is something very ancient in our brain. I guess this is an idea, but I think we are deeply made to be there.
And if people can forge that bond with nature, Jacquet says, to see themselves as part of the forest and not alien to it, we are a step closer to saving the rainforest rather than becoming an agent in its demise. Once Upon a Forest is being shown worldwide at film festivals, is in commercial release in Europe, and will be seen later this year in Asia and Latin America. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.